All right, so we're going to be translating into Spanish.
Probando.
Okay, so we have Central America, South America.
Así que tenemos América Central y América del Sur.
And the English speaking African nations.
Y las naciones africanas que hablan inglés.
All right, very happy to have you all today.
Estamos muy felices de tenerlos el día de hoy aquí.
And what other countries are here that were not scheduled this week?
¿Y qué otros países están aquí que no se los ha programado esta semana?
Can you raise your hand? Is anyone here
that was... ¿Puede levantar su mano, por favor?
All right, so we're good.
Muy bien, estamos aquí.
Okay, so if you're a team leader or pastor or a representative,
si usted es un líder de equipo, pastor o representante,
we'd love to hear from you.
Quisiéramos escuchar de usted.
Perhaps you got something special out of the week.
Tal vez usted ha obtenido algo especial esta semana.
Maybe you have a testimony.
Tal vez tiene un testimonio.
We'd love to hear from you a story.
Quisiéramos escuchar su historia.
Or how God's been working in your ministry this past year.
Cómo Dios ha trabajado en su ministerio este año que ha pasado.
So, whoever would like to start, you can raise your hand.
Así que cualquier persona que quiera comenzar puede por favor levantar su mano.
Hello.
Hello.
So my name is Dominic. I'm from Costa Rica.
Mi nombre es Dominic y soy de Costa Rica.
It's been an amazing, amazing time here.
Ha sido un tiempo increíble aquí.
And I have presented Vilma and Graylin before.
Yo he introducido a Vilma and Aileen antes.
A Graylin.
Graylin.
Yeah.
Graylin.
Mm-hmm.
Muy bien.
And just last night, Javier came in also from Costa Rica.
Y también la noche de anoche, Javier yeah. llegó desde Costa Rica.
Yeah, and he's already being touched by the messages.
Y él ya está siendo tocado por los mensajes.
We got in really late last night to the house.
Él llegó muy tarde la noche de anoche a la casa.
And so it was like pretty much no time to sleep.
Así que no tuvo tiempo de dormir.
But in the morning...
Pero en la mañana,
he's just still got this joy going on.
Él tenía este gozo ya en su cuerpo.
And you know, he's receiving something from God that there's no words to express.
Y él está recibiendo cosas de Dios que no tiene palabras para expresar.
Anyways, we're excited to be here.
Estamos muy excitados por estar aquí.
And I just wanted to share this short little testimony.
Y yo quería compartir este pequeño testimonio.
We were driving to convention this morning.
Estábamos manejando hacia la convención esta mañana.
And we left something at home. We were already halfway there.
Y nosotros veníamos en la mitad del camino, pero nos acordamos que se quedó algo en la casa.
And it was important, so we turned around.
Y era importante, así que regresamos.
But somehow the conversation, because of this,
pero debido a esto, la conversación
took a turn.
Cambió.
And we're talking about like God's providence.
Y estábamos hablando acerca de la providencia de Dios.
And how God has led us all to greater grace.
Y cómo Dios nos ha guiado a todos hacia la mayor gracia.
You know, the first time you ever heard this phrase, thinking with God.
Usted sabe que la primera vez que escucha esta frase, pensando con Dios.
It's like, oh yeah, it's like, that's really interesting.
Es como, esto es muy interesante.
And then you've grown in fellowship with the body and doctrine.
Y luego usted crece en doctrina y en comunión con el cuerpo.
And now when you hear the phrase thinking with God, it's like so much deeper.
Y ahora cuando usted piensa en esa frase, pensando con Dios, es mucho más profunda.
And then more time passes.
Y luego más tiempo pasa.
And it just becomes like each word just brings so many other thoughts and so many other things.
Y cada palabra en realidad tiene un nuevo significado, algo diferente.
And because we were extra time in the car.
Debido a que tuvimos tiempo extra en el carro,
we were able to all just kind of express about what thinking with God meant to us.
Tuvimos tiempo para expresar cada uno lo que pensar con Dios significaba.
And I have never heard like such deep things from such precious people to me.
Y nunca he escuchado cosas tan profundas de gente tan preciosa para mí.
Yeah, it was amazing. I Greater Grace is it's just this place where we're growing and we're seeing God's hand and we're so blessed.
Es increíble, la Iglesia Mayor Gracia es el sitio donde crecemos y donde podemos ver cosas increíbles que suceden.
Pastor Stan and Karen from
Soy Pastor Stan y mi esposa Karen de Argentina.
Here with Jerónimo.
Estamos con Jerónimo.
One of the elders of the church in Rosario.
Uno de los ancianos de la iglesia en Rosario.
I call them the no tan ancianos.
Yo les llamo los no tan ancianos.
The not so elders.
Not so elders.
Not because they're not great men of God.
No porque no son grandes hombres de Dios.
But because I'm the oldest one of the group.
Sino porque soy el mayor del grupo.
And I'm not so old.
Y no soy tan viejo.
So, but I was thinking of two things from this week.
Y yo estaba pensando en dos cosas acerca de esta semana.
Pastor Michael Toll's message.
El mensaje del pastor Michael Toll.
The book of 1 John.
Acerca del libro de Primera de Juan.
I know some people who read 1 John.
Yo conozco algunas personas que leen Primera de Juan.
For the purpose of deciding if they feel saved this week or not.
Con el propósito de decidir si ellos se sienten seguros esta semana o no.
Am I saved this week?
¿Soy salvo esta semana?
And for, they read 1 John for the idea of like proving whether they are or are not in the family.
Y ellos leen Primera de Juan para probar si están o no están en la familia.
But I loved what Pastor Toll said.
Pero yo amo lo que dijo el Pastor Toll.
It's not about the relationship.
No se trata de la relación.
It's like you have the relationship.
Usted tiene la relación.
But it's about the fellowship.
Pero es acerca de la comunión.
So, yeah, well, Karen and I, we were... Yesterday was our anniversary.
El día de ayer fue nuestro aniversario.
So that's why we sort of disappeared a little early last night.
Así que por eso desaparecimos temprano ayer.
We were looking. We in Argentina, all the restaurants are open late.
En Argentina, todos los restaurantes están abiertos hasta muy tarde.
But here in Baltimore, they're not.
Pero aquí en Baltimore, no.
But we tried three places before we finally found one that we felt like we could eat.
Fuimos a tres lugares hasta que encontramos uno en que creímos que podíamos comer.
But I just wanted to say also when Pastor Texier was preaching.
También quiero decir que cuando el Pastor Texier estaba predicando.
Because he's coming down to we're going to do a traveling missions conference.
Nosotros vamos a hacer una misión, una conferencia viajando a diferentes países.
Yeah, from Argentina, Chile and Peru.
De Argentina, Chile y Perú.
With Pastor Texier and 11 from France.
Con Pastor Texier y 11 personas de Francia.
And also 3 persons from Canada.
Y 3 personas de Canadá.
When Pastor Texier was preaching.
Cuando el Pastor Texier estaba predicando.
Karen was like elbowing me in the side.
Karen me estaba golpeando con el codo en el costado.
She said, "The people are going to love him so much."
Diciendo, las personas lo van a amar mucho.
Like, I mean, you know, this is the amazing thing about our conferences.
Eso es lo increíble de nuestras convenciones.
Like, we're just imagining like what it will be.
Siempre imaginamos qué es lo que va a suceder.
If the people in this country could only hear this message.
Si las personas de este país pudieran escuchar este mensaje.
And actually, but because of these conventions.
Y Por, debido a estas convicciones,
we go back to our countries,
nosotros vamos de regreso a nuestros países,
and the people in our countries end up hearing these messages.
Y las personas en nuestros países terminan escuchando estos mensajes.
Because we got it. We got something.
Porque nosotros tenemos algo.
We're so happy to be here.
Estamos muy felices de estar aquí.
I'm Pastor Bruce Moon, Mexico City.
Soy el Pastor Bruce Moon de la Ciudad de México.
Today's a really big day for us in Mexico City because right now the church is out evangelizing for the whole day.
El día de hoy es muy importante para nosotros en la Ciudad de México porque la iglesia ha estado evangelizando todo el día.
It's an event we've had for 3 years called Millón para Jesús that a young evangelist organized.
Es algo que tenemos por los últimos 3 años que se llama Para Jesús con los jóvenes y ha sucedido.
So hundreds of churches, tens of thousands of Christians put on a red shirt.
Cientos de iglesias y miles de cristianos.
And they go out in the street the whole day and they're evangelizing today.
Salen a evangelizar el día de hoy.
Appreciate your prayers for the city today.
Así que apreciamos sus oraciones por la ciudad el día de hoy.
Biggest city in the world, 30 million people.
La ciudad más grande del mundo, 30 millones de personas.
And so we've had a great year. God has really blessed us.
Hemos tenido un gran año. Dios nos ha bendecido de verdad.
First of all, he blessed us with new team members, Pastor Jose and his wife Natasha.
Primero, nos ha bendecido con miembros nuevos en el equipo, Pastor Jose y Natasha.
And his son Jeremy, who's getting dessert.
Y su hijo Jeremías, que está tomando so, un dulce.
Yeah, they moved from Switzerland, Lausanne, the church in Lausanne, Switzerland.
Se movieron de Europa a México.
Maybe you'd like to say a few words later, but he's eating. But amazing, they hit the ground running, teaching, and...
Es increíble, ellos inmediatamente comenzaron a enseñar.
We hope to start a new church in the area where they're living this year.
Y planeamos comenzar una nueva iglesia en el área donde ellos están viviendo.
And we hope to start another church with another leader of ours in a city about 40 minutes away.
Y pensamos comenzar otra iglesia con otro líder en una ciudad 40 minutos de distancia.
There's already a good solid group there.
Hay un muy buen grupo ahí.
The church in Toluca is doing very well.
La iglesia en Toluca está yendo muy bien.
New vision, new evangelism.
Hay con visión y evangelismo.
And we have a church in Catamarco in the south of the city, also, south of the country.
Y también tenemos otra iglesia en Catamarco, al sur del país.
Catamarco is the center of witchcraft for Mexico.
Es el centro de la brujería en México, la ciudad de Catamarco.
And in Toluca, where we have the church,
y en Toluca, donde tenemos
it's the
la iglesia,
center of idol, huh? My English again. They make the statues, all the idols there.
Es el centro o la fábrica donde hacen todos las figuras de los ídolos.
So it's a great challenge for those two churches.
Así que estas dos iglesias tienen un gran reto.
We ask your prayers for them.
Y oramos, pedimos sus oraciones por ellos.
So this year and also last year we had some situations in the church.
El año pasado y también este año tuvimos algunos problemas en la iglesia.
Where people who have been there for a while
en donde las personas que han estado ahí por algún
started
tiempo
leaving or just being goofy.
Comenzaron a irse o a hacer cosas no muy inteligentes.
And I asked God, what's going on?
Y yo le pregunté a Dios, ¿qué está sucediendo?
And God said nothing.
Y Dios dijo nada.
And finally God said, John 6.
Y finalmente vi Juan 6.
The work of God is to believe on who he has sent.
La obra de Dios es que creamos en su Hijo, en quién es Él.
And you know, like Pastor Schaller saying, you know, we thought as children, but then you think as an adult.
Sí, como Pastor Schaller dice que somos
you just start
adultos,
believing, that's thinking like an adult.
Y comenzamos a pensar como un adulto.
You don't look at the way things are.
Y vemos como las cosas son.
In your natural mind.
En su mente natural.
You see the things as God sees them.
Y no vemos como Dios las ve.
And so you have faith.
Eso se llama,
and you just believe.
Hay que tener fe y creer.
And in your mind, everything opens up. And your heart, everything opens up.
Entonces, su mente se abre y su
and
corazón
you just see amazing
abre.
Possibilities.
Y usted ve posibilidades
not
increíbles.
As you see them in your natural mind, but as God sees it.
No como usted la ve con su mente natural, sino
it's
como
very
Dios
different.
La ve. Es muy diferente.
Anyway, long story short,
para hacer una historia
many
larga,
people
muy corta,
just started coming into the church out of
nuevas
nowhere.
Personas comenzaron a venir a la iglesia.
Literally out of nowhere.
Literalmente.
And so... One story is a woman came to church many years by herself.
Una mujer vino a la iglesia and muchos años por
her husband
sí misma.
Wouldn't come, her kids wouldn't come.
Su esposo no vino,
then her daughter
no
started
vinieron.
Coming.
Luego su hija comenzó
and they started
a venir.
Praying for her father.
Y comenzaron a orar por el papá.
And his name is Augustine. He became a Christian this year.
Así que él se convirtió al cristianismo este año.
And just became on fire for God.
Y tiene fuego por Dios.
I can't even say it was, I didn't do it.
Yo no puedo decir que lo hice.
It was just the Holy Spirit touched them.
Porque es el Espíritu Santo que lo tocó.
So one night his brother, who's an alcoholic,
así que una noche su hermano, quien es un alcohólico,
he's fighting with his neighbor.
Está peleando con su
and
vecino.
The brother's wife calls his brother, Augustine, come help, your brother's fighting with the neighbor.
Y su cuñada, la esposa del señor, lo llama y dice, ven que tu hermano
está peleando con el
vecino.
By the time he got there, the neighbor and his, the guy were shooting at each other.
Al momento que el señor llegó, estas personas peleando se estaban
and his
disparando.
Brother got hit in the back.
Y el hermano quedó herido en la espalda.
So Augustine runs in the middle of them.
Así que Agustín corre y se pone en medio de las
and
dos
the
personas.
Two guns are pointing at him.
Y las dos personas lo están apuntando a él.
And his brother just said, "What am I doing?"
Y este hermano dice, "¿Qué estoy haciendo?"
My brother almost got killed because of me.
Mi hermano casi se muere por culpa mía.
And my stupid alcoholism.
Por mi alcoholismo estúpido.
And he went into the house.
Así que entró
he begged
a la casa,
forgiveness.
Pidió
perdón. He got on his knees. He said, I
se
need God.
Y dijo, necesito a Dios.
And the whole family got saved. And I'm talking like 20-something people.
Y alrededor de 27 personas, toda la familia
we just had
se
a
salvó.
Bible study there. It's like a just outside of Mexico City.
Tuvimos un estudio bíblico hace
and,
poco,
and
es
the first
afuera de Mexico.
Bible study had 35 people there.
Y el primer estudio bíblico asistieron 35
we have
personas.
Lots of new men in the church. We
tenemos
started a men's group.
Muchos nuevos hombres en la iglesia.
One of them's name's Genaro.
Y uno de esos es Genaro.
He's a boxer. He was an alcoholic.
Él fue un boxeador, un alcohólico.
He trains me in boxing now.
Él me entrena, me enseña a boxear.
So he's been a Christian a year.
Él ha sido un cristiano
and he
por
and I
un
were
año.
Standing outside of the church talking one day.
Así que un día estábamos afuera de la iglesia hablando.
And we're right off our main highway, so the cars come in very fast.
Estamos al lado de una calle con
on the side street, so. So this taxi came in, almost hit us.
Así que un taxi casi nos atropella.
And he says, as the driving by, he says, are you in a hurry or something?
Y este señor le reclama, le dice, ¿estás apurado?
Taxi
o algo?
Driver starts swearing at him.
Y el taxista comenzó a insultarlo.
And he let off people right at our church.
Y había personas ahí en nuestra
so
iglesia.
Kind of like, and then the taxi driver gets out. He's this big guy.
Y así que el taxista sale del carro. Es una persona muy grande.
And he gets in Renato's face.
Así que se
starts swearing and insulting him,
challenging him.
He didn't know he's dealing with a professional boxer,
no
right?
Sabe que él es un profesional en el boxeo.
So I'm like, man, I'd like to see this taxi driver go down.
That'd
be good.
Eso sería bueno.
But it'd be even better if Genaro kind of... I'll see how Genaro reacts to this.
Ahora, pero vamos a ver cómo Genaro reacciona.
So we're all waiting. Is he going to knock him out or what?
Así que yo estoy esperando a ver si le pega o no.
And Genaro just says... That's okay, I'm sorry.
Y Genaro se disculpó y le
wow.
Dijo, lo siento mucho.
Changed lives.
Vidas cambiadas.
So anyway, God bless.
Dios los bendiga.
Hola, voy a hablar en español. Soy José, estamos en el equipo de Pastor Bruce por 6 meses ahora.
I don't speak English. I'm Jose. I'm with Pastor Moon for 6 months now.
Y realmente aprendemos mucho de su vida, mi esposa y yo.
And really, we learn a lot from his life, my wife and I.
Y de Robin, que
and Robin.
Involucrados de forma increíble en la Ciudad de México.
Unbelievably involved with the life in Mexico.
Y tenemos el honor, el privilegio. Como lo hemos dicho durante esta conferencia.
And we have the honor and privilege, as we have said all this week during convention,
de ser usados más allá de nosotros mismos.
That we are being used farther than where we are.
Porque cuando dejas una ciudad de 1,000 personas en Suiza,
because when you leave a 1,000-people city in Switzerland,
donde todo es tranquilo,
where everything is nice and calm.
Hay pajaritos por todas partes.
There are little birds everywhere.
No hay tráfico.
There is no traffic.
Y que llegues en una ciudad como México.
And you come to a city like Mexico,
que es extremadamente violenta,
which is extremely violent,
extremadamente insegura,
extremely insecure,
pues te haces algunas preguntas, ¿no?
Humanamente. You start questioning yourself.
Y dices, ¿qué estoy haciendo aquí?
And you say, what am I doing here?
Y estamos empezando esa obra en Coajimalpa.
And we are starting this work in Coajimalpa.
Y vamos y decimos, estamos aquí, vamos a evangelizar.
And we go there and we talk to people, we evangelize.
Pero cuando ves el impacto que tiene el mensaje de la gracia en la vida de la gente,
but when you see the impact that the message of grace has in the people's lives,
dices, sé por qué estoy aquí.
You say, I know why I'm here.
Sé por qué estoy aquí.
I know why I'm here.
Porque el rostro de la gente, todos sabemos aquí, hemos escuchado el mensaje de la gracia.
Because people's faces and everybody here knows the message of grace.
Cuando traes esa esperanza, ese vaso de agua fresca a una persona,
when you bring this hope, this glass of cold water to a person,
es como la persona es bendecida,
the person is blessed,
pero tú estás volando,
but
literalmente.
You are literally flying.
De felicidad.
Full of joy.
Entonces, muy agradecidos de estar en el equipo de Pastor Bruce.
So we're very thankful to be with Pastor Moon's, in Pastor Moon's team.
Y ver lo que Dios va a hacer allá en México.
And see what God is going to do in Mexico.
Y tenemos la suerte de tener una hermana de la iglesia allá, Ángeles, que está con nosotros también.
And a sister from the ministry there is visiting here also.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Okay, Pastor Arturo, five words, cinco palabras y usted para. Okay?
Tres.
tres. Probando. Buenas tardes.
Good evening.
Soy Pastor Arturo de Perú.
I am from Pastor Arturo from Peru.
Por la gracia de Dios.
And because of the grace of God.
Vengo a esta conferencia para ser muy edificado.
I come to this convention to be very, very edified.
Con los mensajes.
With the messages.
Y viendo el rostro de todo el cuerpo de Cristo de diferentes países.
And just by watching the face of everybody from
de
different countries.
Experimentar la vida del cuerpo.
And also by experiencing body life.
Cuando hermanos que no hablamos el mismo idioma nos abrazamos.
When brothers that don't talk the same language, we hug each other.
Nos saludamos.
We say hi to each other.
Y hace decir good evening, good morning, good night.
Y decimos buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches.
Y también sé decir wow.
And I also know how to say wow.
Son nuestros hermanos y hermanas.
You are our brothers and sisters.
Nuestra familia.
You are our family.
La familia de Dios.
The family of God.
Gracias a Pastor Schaller, Pastor Stan y a todos.
And thank you to Pastor Schaller, Pastor Stan and everybody.
Los misioneros que hicieron posible estar acá.
All the missionaries that make possible for me to be here.
Y gracias también porque no solamente ellos piensan en nosotros los que estamos acá.
And thank you because you're not only think about us, the ones who are here.
Piensan en los que no pudieron venir.
They also think in the ones that they couldn't come.
Pero Dios es grande.
But God is big.
Y Dios conoce el corazón de sus hijos.
And God knows the hearts of his children.
Y darle gracias a Dios porque, por ejemplo,
and I would like to thank God because, for example,
Pastor Texier de Francia.
Pastor Texier from France.
Con hermanas, con hermanos de la iglesia de Francia y de Canadá.
Brothers and sisters from France and Canada.
Están pensando en las personas que están allá.
Are thinking about the people in South America.
Que no pudieron venir.
That they couldn't come.
Y ellos van a ir.
And they are going down there.
Y esa es una bendición para nuestra iglesia local.
And that is a big blessing for our local church.
Pastor de Francia yendo a Los Olivos en Perú.
Pastor from France going to the Olivos in Lima, Peru.
Es grandioso, es maravilloso.
It is great, it's wonderful.
Ayer estuvimos hablando con Pastor Shibeli.
Yesterday we spoke with Pastor Shibeli.
Y este año la conferencia será la conferencia Lancome.
And this year, Lancome, Latin American Convention,
será en Lima, Perú.
It's going to happen in Lima, Peru.
Lugar donde van a venir hermanos de Ecuador.
Places where Ecuadorians are coming.
De Chile.
Chileans are coming.
De Argentina.
Argentinians.
Para recibir lo que estamos recibiendo nosotros acá.
To receive what we are receiving here.
Y este hecho produce gozo, regocijo en nosotros.
And this fact causes joy in us.
De saber que no solamente nosotros, sino los que no pudieron venir.
Knowing that not only us who are here, but the ones who were not able to make it.
Van a escuchar de Dios.
Are also going to listen or hear from God.
Van a escuchar de los hombres y misioneros.
They're going to hear from
de
men
Francia, de
and
Canada,
missionaries from
de
France,
Estados Unidos.
Canada and America.
Gracias a Dios por eso.
Thanks God for that.
En agosto vamos a hacer un viaje misionero a la selva en Perú.
In August we're going to the jungles of Peru.
Es un lugar muy convulsionado por la producción de droga, de cocaína en ese lugar.
It's a very conflicted place with a lot of drugs production.
En ese lugar hay una iglesia Mayor Gracia.
In that place there is a Greater Grace Church.
Hay un pastor que vive ahí.
There is a pastor that lives there.
Y le visitamos.
And we visit him.
Y le animamos a él.
And we motivate him.
Evangelizamos.
We go soul winning with him.
En las calles.
In the streets.
Y en el cuartel de la policía.
Even in the police headquarters.
Es un pueblo chico.
It's a small town.
Donde existen agricultores.
Where there are farmers.
Agricultores de coca.
And also cocaine farmers.
Y policías.
Coca farmers.
Y policías.
And police officers.
Pero vamos al cuartel de la policía.
But we go to the police officers, to the headquarters.
Y el coronel nos abre las puertas.
And the person in charge opened the doors to us.
Y los policías reciben el evangelio.
And the policemen listen to the gospel.
El anteaño pasado.
The year before last one.
Fuimos con Biblias, con pulseras.
We went with Bibles and other materials.
Y el coronel dijo, ellos por los alumnos de la policía, ellos tienen un capellán, un sacerdote.
And the person in charge told us there is a chaplain here.
Y yo le dije, también puede asistir para que reciba a Cristo.
He can also come to receive Jesus.
Y nos abrieron la puerta.
And they opened the doors.
Y escucharon el evangelio.
And they listened to the gospel.
Y este año también iremos.
And this year we're going to do the same.
Animar a Pastor Jorge Serrano de Mazamán.
To go to build Pastor Jorge Serrano up.
Y les esperamos a todos en la conferencia de Lancome en Lima, Perú. Muchas gracias.
Everybody here is invited to come to the convention in Lima this year.
Sorry, I forget to say about Donna, who is also here and is in the team of Mexico for 13 years now. 13 years.
Ahí olvidé mencionar a Donna de México, quien es parte del equipo por muchos años.
Wow. Hey, it's just really great. I know that we introduced Javier, but
es muy bueno. Nosotros ya introducimos a Javier.
I mean, he flew in and he's flying back out Monday.
Él llegó recién y el lunes se regresa.
Wow. God only needs, the deposit in just a couple of days that God puts in our life.
Imagínense, solo Dios necesita dos días para poner un depósito en nuestros corazones.
It is incredible.
Es increíble.
We will at the end of January or the beginning of February.
Nosotros al final de enero o principios de febrero.
We will have a conference in Costa Rica.
Vamos a tener una convención en Costa Rica.
It is the dry season.
Es la temporada seca.
Yeah, and it's really a great time to visit, especially up here during that time.
Es un gran tiempo para visitar, especialmente por el clima aquí en esta área.
I would like to just share one verse.
Yo quisiera compartir un versículo
that really helped me on the mission field.
Que realmente me ayudó en el campo misionero.
Because when I went down to Costa Rica,
cuando yo viajé a Costa Rica,
people lied to me.
La gente me mintió.
People stole things from me.
La gente me robó.
People would say things and then they don't show up.
La gente decía cosas y prometía y luego no cumplía.
Yeah. But that can happen all over the world.
Pero eso puede pasar en todo el mundo.
How do we look at it?
¿Cómo vemos a eso?
Like today we heard about divine perspective.
El día de hoy escuchamos acerca de perspectiva divina.
You know, and in the light of 2 Corinthians 1:4,
y en segunda de Corintios 1:4,
God will allow many things to come into our life.
Dios permite que muchas cosas vengan en nuestras vidas.
And sometimes to rub us in the worst way.
Para que nos robe de la peor manera.
You know, and it's like it agitates you.
Y eso te agita.
You know, and then you hear the message about an oyster and a pearl.
Luego escucha usted el mensaje de la ostra con una perla.
Wow. The sand is agitating the oyster.
La sal y la arena irrita a la ostra.
And for a long time.
Por largo tiempo.
But then there's the pearl.
Pero luego ahí está la perla.
Wow. And so this verse says that God gives us the privilege to come to him in whatever situation.
Ese versículo dice que Dios nos da el privilegio de venir a Él en cualquier situación
and find a consolation from heaven.
Y encontrar consolación que viene del cielo.
God's like, don't worry about it. I have it in control.
Y Él dice, no te preocupes, yo lo tengo bajo control.
This problem that I'm allowing in your life right now,
este problema que yo permito en tu vida en este momento,
it's not about you.
No se trata de ti.
I have someone a couple years down the road.
Yo tengo a alguien 2 años en el futuro.
That you're going to be able to give this experience.
A quien tú le vas a poder compartir esta experiencia.
My faithfulness in this experience.
Mi fidelidad en esta experiencia.
And you're going to make a difference in somebody else's life.
Y usted va a hacer la diferencia en la vida de alguien más.
Wow. And that might be something with cancer.
Puede ser algo relacionado con cáncer.
Any kind of illness.
Cualquier enfermedad.
You know, or any of the things that happen on the mission field.
Cualquier cosa que sucede en el campo misionero.
I had a briefcase stolen one time and it had all my business ledger and phone numbers.
Alguien se robó mi maletín, estaba lleno con toda mi información personal y de negocios.
But in that briefcase was my Bible that I went through Bible school with.
Pero ahí también estaba la Biblia que usé en el instituto bíblico.
They broke into my car.
Ellos entraron en mi carro.
And I searched the radius of 1 mile.
Y yo busqué en una milla a la redonda.
Looking in all the dumpsters.
Buscando en todos los basureros.
For my Bible.
Por mi Biblia.
I didn't care about everything else.
No me importaba nada más que mi Biblia.
God is going to work things in our lives.
Dios va a trabajar las cosas en nuestras vidas.
So that we can give life to somebody else.
Para que nosotros podamos dar vida a alguien más.
Not just a verse.
No solo un versículo.
But the very life that God gave us in our heart.
Sino la misma vida que Dios nos ha dado en nuestro corazón.
Okay. Didn't find the Bible.
No encontré la Biblia.
God said you got to do it all over again.
Dios dijo, tiene que hacerlo todo de nuevo.
And now he's telling me to do that again.
Y me está diciendo que lo haga de nuevo.
We've got 3 groups from Africa that could speak. Pastor Ben, Pastor Sam, Pastor Chris, right?
So tenemos 3 grupos de África si quieren compartir.
We've got Pastor Christian from Santiago, right?
Pastor
Santiago?
Christian de
Rancagua. Yeah,
Pastor
okay.
Christian de Rancagua.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Soy el Pastor Cristian Díaz de Rancagua, Chile.
I'm sorry. Good evening. I'm Pastor Cristian Díaz from Rancagua.
Yo estaba pensando que
I was thinking that
los Estados Unidos y Chile tienen muchas cosas en común en su historia.
United States of America and Chile have many common things in their histories.
La independencia de Chile comenzó en 1810.
Chilean independence started in 1810.
En el año 1811, un año después.
In 1811, a year later,
el presidente de los Estados Unidos, James Madison.
James Madison, the president of America,
envió un hombre a Chile.
Sent a man to Chile.
Su nombre es Joel Robert Poinsett.
His name is Joel Robert Poinsett.
Él era delegado del presidente Madison.
Delegated from President Madison.
Él tuvo contacto con el primer presidente en Chile, José Miguel Carrera.
He was in touch with first Chilean president, José Carrera.
Él le ayudó a organizar y a tener una idea de una nueva constitución.
He helped him to organize a new constitution.
Le ayudó también en la creación de la primera bandera chilena.
Also helped with the design of the first Chilean flag.
Y esa primera bandera chilena,
and that first Chilean flag,
se hizo, se levantó.
It was put up.
El 4 de julio de 1811.
July the 4th, 1811.
El aniversario de independencia de los Estados Unidos.
The anniversary of the independence of the United States.
El primer escudo,
the
chileno.
First
escudo chileno.
I know. The first shield of the Chilean government or the Chilean nation.
También fue una idea de Joel Robert Poinsett.
Also was an idea from Joel Robert Poinsett.
Y el lema del escudo,
and the idea that the shield promoted,
la frase, es una frase en latín,
is a Latin phrase,
post tenebrax luxus,
post tenebrax luxus,
después de las tinieblas viene la luz,
after the shadow comes the light.
Que es el mismo lema de Ginebra,
that is
en Suiza.
The same phrase from Geneva, Switzerland.
Que es el lema de la Reforma Protestante.
And is the statement from the Protestant Reformation.
Un año después,
one year later,
José Miguel Carrera vino a los Estados Unidos.
José Miguel Carrera, the Chilean president, came to the United States.
Y él vino a la ciudad de Baltimore.
And he came to Baltimore.
Y él fue ayudado económicamente por la primera iglesia presbiteriana de Baltimore.
And he was financially helped by the first Presbyterian church here in Baltimore.
Los hermanos de esa iglesia apoyaron económicamente a José Miguel Carrera.
The brothers and sisters from that church helped him financially
para fortalecer la independencia de Chile.
To strengthen the independence of Chile.
En la constitución, en la primera constitución chilena,
in the first Chilean constitution,
escrita por Joel Robert Poinsett,
written by Joel Robert Poinsett,
dice que la religión oficial,
it says that the official religion,
es la religión cristiana,
is the Christian religion.
Después fue cambiado por el movimiento católico, pero la primera decía que era la iglesia cristiana.
The Catholic Church changed that later on, but in the first constitution said that the Chilean religion, the official one, was Christianity.
El gobierno de Carrera duró hasta 1814.
Carrera was president till 1814.
Pero en sus orígenes,
but his origins,
ayudado,
he was helped
por este hombre que era un protestante, un presbiteriano,
for this man who was a Protestant, a Presbyterian,
de los Estados Unidos,
from America.
Hay una cifra, un porcentaje,
there is a number, a percentage,
que el 85%,
that says that 85%
de los pastores en Latinoamérica,
from that pastors from Latin America,
nunca ha estudiado formalmente en un instituto bíblico.
Has never studied formally in a Bible college.
85%.
85% of the pastors in Latin America don't have,
por eso tenemos,
formal education from a Bible college. This is why we have,
por eso tenemos herejías,
this is why we have heresy,
abusos,
abuses,
gente muriendo,
people dying,
condenación,
condemnation.
Cuando nosotros comenzamos nuestra iglesia en Rancagua,
when we started the church in Rancagua,
yo tenía un programa de radio.
I had a radio program.
Predicaba.
We preached and preached.
Y nadie venía a la iglesia.
And nobody came to church.
Era solo mi familia.
It was only my family.
Mi esposa y mis cuatro hijos.
My wife and my four children.
Hasta que un día yo terminé de predicar en la radio.
So one day I finished preaching in the radio.
Salí de la radio.
I came out of the radio building.
Y vi que un hombre me seguía.
And so a man following me.
Venía detrás de mí.
He was behind me.
Y me di vuelta y me dijo, ¿tú eres el pastor Cristian Díaz?
And I turned around and he asked me, are you Pastor Cristian Díaz?
Yo dije, sí.
I said, yes.
Y él me miró.
And he looked at me.
Y me miró.
And he looked at me again.
Yo dije, ¿qué quiere?
And I said, what do you want?
Y me dijo, ¿es verdad?
And he said, it is true.
¿Es verdad?
It is true.
¿Verdad qué?
I said, true what?
La gracia, ¿es verdad?
The grace is true.
Que Dios me ama a mí.
That God loves me.
Que me dio una salvación eterna.
That he gave me eternal salvation.
Estoy seguro en las manos de Dios.
I am safe. I'm safe in God's hand.
Y yo dije sí.
And I said yes.
Eso y mucho más.
That and much more.
Y fue el primer miembro de nuestra iglesia.
And that was the first member in our church.
El 85% de los pastores no tiene formación en Latinoamérica.
85% of pastors don't have any biblical formation in South America.
Necesitamos enseñar la Biblia.
We need to teach the Bible.
Línea sobre línea.
Line upon line.
Reglón sobre reglón.
Precept upon precept.
Doctrina sobre doctrina.
Doctrine upon doctrine.
Yo soy.
I am.
Yo soy.
I am.
Un estudiante del Instituto Bíblico.
I am a student from the Bible College.
Que esta iglesia plantó en el año 1985.
That this church planted in 1985.
Cuando era Biblia habla.
When it was the Bible that speaks.
Y gracias a Dios por eso.
And thanks to God for that.
Gracias por dar para nosotros.
Thanks for giving us.
Yo estoy aquí porque alguien
I am,
here.
I am here because somebody here helped for me to be there.
Y disfrutar y conocernos.
And enjoy and get to know each other.
Y crecer en la gracia.
And to grow in grace.
Gracias, Pastor Schaller.
Thank you, Pastor Schaller.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Pastor Reinaldo, translate for me. No, Pastor Reinaldo.
Pastor Reinaldo.
No. Translator for me.
Oh.
Hola. No. Consegues?
Yeah, what do you want me to
say? Tu consegues? Yeah. Okay. My name, yo soy Pastor Geraldo.
Yo soy Pastor.
Eu venho do Brasil.
I am Pastor Geraldo from Brazil.
Yes. Eu estou muito feliz por estar aqui mais uma vez. Estou muito feliz por estar aqui mais uma vez.
I am very happy to be here.
Wow. Meu filho Isaac ficou aqui há 2 anos em Baltimore.
Meu filho Isaac estuvo. My son Isaac was here 2 years.
Yeah, in a Bible school.
In the Bible school.
Regresou o ano passado.
He came back last year to Brazil.
E tem sido uma grande bênção para nós outros.
And he has been a great blessing for us.
Agora.
Now.
Joy, minha esposa.
My wife and I.
Estamos muito felizes.
We are very happy.
Porque nós outros vamos enviar mais um filho para cá.
We're going to send another child here.
Mais um filho para cá.
Yeah, we're going to send another
Nathan,
child here. It's
Nathan.
Incredible. Nathan.
Chega cá em agosto por um ano.
He comes here in August for a year.
Yeah, isso é muito grande para nós outros.
And this is something big for us.
Deus está fazendo grande trabalho no Brasil nos últimos meses.
God is doing a great job in Brazil the last few months.
Restauração de pessoas.
Restoration in people's lives.
Uma pessoa específica.
A specific person.
José Pedro.
José Pedro.
Em 2005.
In 2005.
Eu era um missionário em Florianópolis, na isla, em sul do Brasil.
I was a missionary in an island, Florianópolis.
E José Pedro.
And José Pedro.
Foi um presbítero da igreja em Belo Horizonte por mais de 20 anos.
And José Pedro was one of the presbyterians in the church for more than 20 years.
E um grande líder da igreja.
A great leader in the church.
Em 2005.
In 2005.
Ele saiu da igreja.
He left the church.
E com ele.
And with him.
Mais de 100 pessoas.
More than 100 people.
Então, José Pedro estava muito ferido.
José Pedro was very wounded.
E quando eu regressei com minha família para Belo Horizonte.
And when I went back to Belo Horizonte with my family.
Nosso desejo era buscar as pessoas que estavam fora da igreja.
Our vision was to look for people who was out of the church.
E fomos várias vezes em sua casa, a casa de José Pedro.
And we went many times to the house of José Pedro.
Pero ele não queria ouvir nada.
But he didn't want to hear anything.
Outubro do ano passado.
And last October.
Quando Pastor Stan Collins estava em Brasil.
When Pastor Stan was visiting Brazil.
Nós outros convidamos ele para vir à igreja.
We invited him to come to church.
E ele veio para a igreja.
And he came.
Então se Deus está fazendo grande milagre em sua vida.
And since then God is doing a great miracle in his life.
Ele começou a vir todos os domingos.
He started coming every Sunday.
Todos os domingos.
Every Sunday.
E 2 meses atrás.
And 2 months ago.
Ele deu um testemunho na igreja.
He gave a testimony in the church.
Ele falou.
He talked.
Que por 10 anos. 10 anos.
Que, for 10 years.
Visitou várias igrejas em Belo.
He visited many churches in the area.
Pero ele não encontrou a graça de Deus.
But he couldn't find the grace of
e
God.
Quando ele chegou em nossa igreja,
and when he arrived to our church,
foi como se nunca tivesse saído.
It was like he never left before.
Ele encontrou graça.
He found a grace.
Nós outros abraçamos ele.
We embrace him.
Ele tem muitos problemas.
He had many problems.
Mas nós outros não estamos mirando seus problemas.
But we didn't look at his problems.
Nós estamos mirando sua vida.
We didn't look at his life.
E ele agora está me ajudando.
Now he is helping me.
Ele está com uma sala de escola dominical.
He is in charge of the Sunday school.
Sete novos alunos. Sete.
And they have 7 new students.
Fazendo discipulado.
They are doing the discipleship class.
Tem muitos problemas.
He had many problems.
Pero Deus está trabalhando em sua vida.
But God is working in his life.
Um mês atrás.
A month ago.
Ele descobriu.
He found out
sua hija,
that his daughter,
de 39 anos,
the 29 years, 39 years, sorry.
Sua hija de 39 anos, que foi por muito tempo secretária na igreja em Belo,
who was for many years the secretary of the church in Belo,
está com câncer.
She has cancer.
Yes. Isso foi grande choque para ele.
It was a great shock for him.
Pero ele continua vindo à igreja.
But he keeps coming to church.
Ele continua recebendo a graça de Deus.
He keeps receiving the grace of God.
E Deus está fazendo uma grande restauração em sua vida.
And God is doing a great restoration in his life.
Próximo semestre.
The next semester.
Nós outros vamos fazer a visitação às pessoas que saíram da igreja.
We're going to start visiting people who are
que saíram da igreja.
Yeah, people that did they left the church.
Estamos orando para que Deus faça grande milagre na vida do Sofia.
And we are praying and asking for a great miracle in the life of his daughter.
Porque vai alcançar outras pessoas também que
a miracle that is going to reach other people around.
Então nós outros necessitamos de muitas orações.
So we are in need of your prayers.
Por favor, ore por nós outros.
Please pray for us.
Tem sido grande tempo aqui.
Has been a great time here.
Graças, Martin Rodrigues. Tem sido uma grande bênção para nós outros.
Thank you, Martin Rodrigues. You have been a big blessing
Graças,
for us.
Graças, Pastor Stan Collins.
Thank you, Pastor Stan Collins.
Wow.
Wow.
Tem sido uma grande bênção.
You have been
outros.
A great blessing.
Graças a todos.
Thank you to you guys.
Are you going to keep translating? It would be great. Okay, we're going to go from South America across the Atlantic.
We're going to go from South.
You should just keep doing that. That's great.
I'm sorry.
Once have God spoken, twice have we heard it.
Vamos a ir de Sudamérica al otro lado del Atlántico.
To Uganda with Pastor Sam.
Uganda with Pastor Sam.
Where Pastor Shibeli was there in 1996, moved
Pastor
there.
Pastor Shibeli. Estuvo ahí en 96, se movió allá.
And now Pastor Sam has been the pastor for hundreds of years.
Y Pastor Sam ha sido el pastor por cientos de años.
Good afternoon.
Buenas tardes.
It's great again to be here.
Es bueno estar aquí.
This is my wife, Mary.
Esta es mi esposa, Mary.
I don't know if she has something to say.
Yo no sé si ella quiere decir algo.
She's a bit shy.
Ella es un poquito tímida.
A story of the school.
Explique cómo llegó al ministerio.
She said next time.
Ella dice la próxima vez.
We really want to thank God for what He's doing.
Queremos agradecer a Dios por lo que está haciendo en nuestras vidas.
In the region, Uganda,
en la
Kenya,
región de Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, Tanzania,
DRC, Rwanda.
Rwanda.
We have about 80 churches now in that region.
Tenemos alrededor de 80 iglesias en esa región.
We thank God for what He's doing.
Gracias por lo que Dios está haciendo.
Last year we thought of encouraging everyone in the church.
El año pasado pensamos en cómo afectar de manera positiva a la iglesia.
To evangelize.
Para evangelizar.
Wherever they are.
Donde sea.
And since then we've seen a great response.
Y desde ahí hemos visto una gran respuesta.
People getting saved.
Personas salvándose.
As a matter of fact, we have people on a bus and preaching. They just stand and preach.
Ahora tenemos personas en una iglesia, en un bus donde estamos predicando, que ahora ellos están predicando.
And we are seeing people again getting saved and people coming back with joy.
Y vemos cómo las personas están salvando.
We have seen people coming through that coming to Bible school.
Y por medio de esos evangelismos vemos cómo las personas están viniendo al instituto bíblico.
And we thank God for that.
Y agradecemos a Dios por eso.
I remember, I think I shared this story when we were in Marlboro.
Yo creo que compartí esta historia en la iglesia de Marlboro.
How when I was in the saloon and the lady came.
Como vino cuando yo estaba allá, una dama vino.
Was desiring to know the truth.
Que estaba decidido a conocer la verdad.
And we presented the truth to her.
Y nosotros le presentamos la verdad a ella.
And she went and presented the same truth to the people that she was with. So many Pentecostal pastors.
La misma verdad a la gente con la que ella estaba, muchos pastores pentecostales.
Sometimes we think that grace and finished work is only for the unsaved.
Mucha gente cree que la gracia y la obra consumada es solamente para la gente que no es salva.
But in actual sense, there is a group that we need to reach, the saved ones that actually are stuck.
Pero
wrong teaching.
Hay un grupo que tenemos que alcanzar, los que se están salvados pero están estancados con doctrina falsa.
And this lady brought me to 150 pastors.
Y esta dama me llevó a 150 pastores.
And I remember sharing in that group several, like a whole month.
Y yo compartí con ese grupo por alrededor de un mes.
And the pastors grew from 5 to 10 to 20 to
y los pastores fueron
30,
creciendo el grupo de 5, 10, 15, 50 que comenzaron a creer en la obra consumada.
But when the leaders got to know that,
pero cuando los líderes
the Pentecostal, they kind of like stopped it.
Los líderes pentecostales
because they were losing so many pastors.
Ordenaron parar porque estaban perdiendo muchos pastores.
But the 50 that had believed,
pero los 50 que creyeron
decided to pull out.
Decidieron separarse.
And that now we are reaching them.
Así que ahora los estamos alcanzando.
Meeting
a ellos.
Them once every week and going through grace and finished work with
una
them.
Una vez por semana estudiando la gracia y la obra consumada.
So again, grace and finished work is good is to the lost people.
Una vez más, la gracia y la obra consumada es buena para la
gente
perdida.
But there are so many people that are stuck.
Pero hay tanta gente
in wrong
que está
teachings there. And I think all of us, we were there. I was born again and in a Pentecostal church.
Nosotros también estuvimos ahí. Yo fui nacido de nuevo en una iglesia pentecostal.
But met the ministry on the street.
Pero me encontré con este ministerio en la calle.
My wife was born again, but in a Pentecostal church.
Mi esposa también nació de nuevo en una iglesia pentecostal.
But met the ministry on the street.
Pero se encontró con el ministerio en la calle.
So, it is important that we are ready and being alert by the Holy Spirit.
Entonces es importante que nosotros estamos listos y escuchamos el Espíritu
Be
Santo.
Be God conscious.
Que seamos conscientes
so that
de
when
Dios.
He brings an opportunity, we just seize it.
Entonces cuando se nos presenta una oportunidad, nosotros la tomamos.
And reveal the truth that we have.
Y revelamos la verdad que nosotros tenemos.
I remember the lady, this lady, when she got to know the truth in the saloon.
Yo recuerdo esta señora que fue a decir la verdad en un salón.
She had this tremendous unspeakable joy in
Ella
her heart.
Ella tenía este gozo inexplicable en su corazón.
And she kept on saying, "Where have you been?
Y ella continuó
All this long.
¿Dónde han estado ustedes?
Todo Why are you not on TV, radio stations?
¿Por qué no están en la televisión, en la radio?
How comes these guys that are teaching wrong stuff are the ones on TV?
¿Cómo son los que están enseñando las cosas equivocadas en la televisión?
And we said that there is a war that you do not know.
Y decimos, hay una guerra que usted no conoce.
Satan does not want us there.
Satanás no nos quiere allá.
Every time we go there, they
Cada
buy our time
allá,
off.
Cada vez que vamos para allá,
But we thank God for what He's doing.
Pero nosotros le agradecemos a Dios por lo que está haciendo.
And so, let's continue preaching grace and finished work and be open.
Vamos a continuar predicando la gracia y la obra consumada y estemos
to share the message
para compartir el mensaje
in any place, any area,
lugar, en cualquier área
that we are in.
En la que nos encontramos.
God bless you.
Dios los bendiga.
Okay, I think that's the close of our rap session.
Se Let's terminó just... el rap.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Hermanos y
Brothers
hermanas.
And sisters.
Oh, man. All right, should we pray? All right, Lord, thank you for what you're doing all over the world, but in particular in Africa and South America for today. And thank you for what we heard in Europe this morning. And Lord, thank you for the ability to say that we have brothers and sisters right here in our midst that are from all corners of the world. What a privilege and what a blessing. We're so thankful, God. You're so good to us. Bless the rest of the day today, the radio program coming up, and the session tonight, missions night. Just renew visions in people's hearts. Put new visions in other people's hearts for missions and for support of missions. And we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.